This is Slashdot Review for Friday, December the 3rd. My name is Andy McCaskey, and this is a 10-minute summary of highlights from recent contributions to Slashdot. Today's music is GarageBand.com artist Jeff Berg from Portland, Oregon. We'll hear from him in a moment after the headlines. Put voice over IP together with cell phones and you have something pretty interesting. Peanut Jam writes that there's a company called Excellus, which has a bunch of cell phones hooked to voice over IP equipment. So far, so good. But what if you have free in-network calling? Basically, you pay Excellus, and if you have in-network calling to your phone, you call their phone and then dial out over voice over IP to whomever you want. The former CIA head has called for limiting access to the Internet. Gmail writes that former CIA head George Tenet has called for limiting access to the Internet to only those who take security seriously, and that the industry should lead the way in restricting access. Gmail says, somehow I don't think this is a call to ban Microsoft products from the Internet. I wonder exactly what Tenet wants. Interesting thought from the WAS, location-based encryption. David W.R. writes that eWeek reports Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak has a new way to prevent theft of company secrets on stolen laptops. Wozniak offered a peek into his vision for the company on Ziff Davis Media Security Virtual Trade Show, where he introduced WAS location-based encryption, an application that uses GPS tracking within a wireless hub to encrypt and decrypt sensitive data for large businesses. Today's encryption's good enough, but I do like the tracking capability. Imagine your laptop screaming, "I'm being stolen, I'm being stolen," as the janitor or some other nefarious person walks out the door with your laptop. IBM is putting its PC business up for sale. Valdine writes that when I was growing up in the 80s, there were two kinds of computers that my friends, and more specifically our parents, had at home, Apple and the IBM compatible. IBM defined the PC at that time and deserves a large share of credit for taking the PC out of the hobby shop and into the mainstream. Now it looks like IBM is getting out of the PC business altogether. CBS MarketWatch has another report, which is linked on Slashdot. A quick look backwards at a couple of stories from the news yesterday. Thunderbird 1.0, Release Candidate 1, has been released. King Dave Ra writes that the Mozilla.org has quietly released Thunderbird 1.0. The Release Candidate 1 includes a lot of bug fixes and improvements for features like saved search folders, an RSS reader, mail migration, and message grouping. The default themes have both been updated with new and improved artwork as well. Microsoft has gotten into the act and actively sued spammers. McLaren writes that Microsoft has filed 7 more lawsuits against spammers, this time targeting those who violate the brown paper wrapper provision of the Can Spam Law, which sets rules for sexually oriented email solicitations. Apparently, these are a small part of over 120 spam-related cases Microsoft is currently litigating. With the deep pockets of Microsoft, can they effectively send a resounding message to spammers? Guess we'll find out. The Wikinews has been launched. Eloquence writes that the Wikimedia Foundation, which operates Wikipedia and other wiki-based projects, has launched the English and German editions of Wikinews, a free news source created collaboratively by volunteers around the planet. There's a link on Slashdot to Wikinews and the growing Wikimedia empire. For more on this and other recent developments in the Wikimedia world. Museum Piece writes to Slashdot and poses the question, are you tired of fixing your computer? What if your system broke down 2 billion miles from the nearest spare part or human? NASA has just held a colloquium where Ulster University computer scientist researcher Roy Sterrett was invited to present his ideas on autonomic computing. In the last few years, the leading system vendors have realized there's no less than a crisis today in 3 areas: cost, availability, and user experience. There's been a fair amount of academic research since customers like NASA see in it the potential to make remotely operated complex systems sustainable. It all makes for some very cool systems design work, and there's lots of further research opportunities. Just don't forget what it may end up doing to your job. If you'd like to comment on a Slashdot item or suggest a Creative Commons artist or band to feature for listeners, just make a phone call to 732-357-3682 or a network-based SIP phone call to 747-667-3306. Or the old-fashioned way, just leave a written comment at slashdotreview.com. Search engines for handwritten documents. An anonymous reader writes in that researchers at the University of Massachusetts have created a tool for automatically searching handwritten historical documents, such as the 140,000 pages that make up George Washington's personal papers in the Library of Congress. The most interesting part is that the papers are scanned versions of the originals, and the search tool actually recognizes the handwritten text from these images. There are now 66.3 million domain names registered. IO Error writes that VeriSign announced that 5.1 million new domains were registered in the third quarter of 2004, and that there's now a little over 66 million active domain names, both the highest numbers ever. It also said that the percentage of domains registered to live websites has increased, and country code top-level domains are becoming more widely accepted. It appears that human activity is to blame for the heat wave of 2003, at least partially. Dirac writes that the temperatures in the summer of 2003 were almost undoubtedly the highest in Europe for over 500 years. New research shows how human influence, mainly fossil fuel burning, can be blamed for increasing the risk of such a heat wave, and by the middle of this century, every other summer could be even hotter than 2003. Toyota is demoing partner robots. Angry Flute writes that Toyota has created a walker robot that the driver sits in and controls. It's meant for handicapped people to get around with, but you can easily see the potential for this technology to become the basis for a real-world version of an AT-ST Scout Walker or a mobile suit Gundam. All you have to do is add guns. Gizmodo has pictures, which are linked on Slashdot. Gentoo Linux may soon begin to show up in consumer products, thanks to a new project creating an embedded version of Gentoo Linux. An anonymous reader writes to Slashdot that the year-old project has achieved preliminary releases on x86, MIPS, PPC, and ARM. The releases include native core system binaries, along with tool chains for native or cross-platform compiling. Native compiling? Considering it's Gentoo, how long would X take to compile on an iPack? A very long time. And a couple of shout-outs here this evening. One to Mike Hauser at casterblog.com. Mike has a tiny link to his politics-free version, but I have to admit I got suckered into the special labels for textbooks, which is an absolute hoot if it wasn't so serious. Another interesting site is Podcast 247. podcast247.com, as Chad is streaming a variety of feeds from his server in Wisconsin. All podcasts, all the time. Just like openpodcast.org, except it's a stream. And just like the box of chocolates, you never know what you're going to find. It's already the weekend for those down under, so a special weekend shout out to those in Australia and New Zealand. I understand it's bloody hot there for the past few days, at least in Sydney. And finally, there's a disturbing report that BitTorrent servers are under denial-of-service attacks. JZNet writes that CNetNews.com is reporting that popular BitTorrent tracker hosts, such as Supernova and LogiTorrent, underwent distributed denial-of-service attacks on Wednesday. The culprits are primarily unknown, but these sites were flooded beyond control from the attack. This appears to be striking an interest in revising the BitTorrent protocol, and Supernova's interest in making their own protocol, as we reported last night. And that's it for Friday. Have a good weekend. Thanks for listening to Slashdot Review for Friday, the 3rd of December. My name is Andy McCaskey, and I have no affiliation with Slashdot other than as a regular reader, and offer this material and other items of interest under the Creative Commons Attribution Share-alike license. And this has been a 10-minute summary of highlights from recent contributions to Slashdot. Slashdot Review Audio is published Monday through Friday and occasionally on Sunday. Remember, there's no Slashdot Review on Saturday, so we'll see you with the weekend summary on Sunday evening. Today's music is GarageBand.com artist Jeff Burt from Portland, Oregon. You can get more information on this artist by following the links on Slashdot Review.
Listening to planets and stars, staring at the black empty space. Lay on my back in the field, away from all distraction. I can feel the wind in my face. Thinking of a place I can go, dream of a peaceful escape. Would anybody care if I leave, or if I just drift away? I can feel the blood in my veins. So this heart is a tear. Plastic and